Part 2. Directions. In this section, you will hear a question or statement followed by three responses. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Again, each response will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Look at the sample below. You will hear, "How are you today?" You will also hear,
A.
I'm fine, thank you.
B.
It's cold, isn't it?
C.
Well, it's a difficult issue.
The best response to the question, "How are you today?" is choice A.
I'm fine, thank you.
Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 11.
Number 11.
What happened at the staff meeting?
A. I can meet on Tuesday morning. B. There's nothing to do on weekends here. C. 3 people from accounting resigned.
Number 12. I think it's going to rain today, don't you?
A. It sure looks like it. B. I don't know what to do. C. No, I don't blame you.
Number 13.
How was your trip?
A. I tripped on the stairs. B. It was an excellent meal. C. I had a wonderful time.
Number 14. Can you show me how to open this?
A. There are no shows on Saturdays. B. First, you turn the knob to the left. C. The shop isn't open today.
Number 15.
Why didn't you finish the project on time?
A. He has trouble getting to the airport on time. B. It turned out to be more complicated than we thought. C. The finish on your floors is just beautiful. Number 16. When would you like to hold the meeting?
A. I'd love to go to Greece. B. Isn't there another place we can try? C. How about on Friday?
Number 17.
Where is there a bank near here?
A. On the table behind the bookshelves. B. There's one on Water Street. C. Down the hall past the reference section.
Number 18. Did you see the letter from Duncan?
A. I wrote a letter a year ago. B. Yes, we'll discuss it at the meeting. C. I heard you're from Baltimore.
Number 19.
Who are you talking to?
A. I'll get the phone. B. I talked to him yesterday morning. C. That was Dawson, our biggest client.
Number 20. Are you going to ride your bike or take the bus to work tomorrow?
A. I'll go by bike if the weather is decent. B. I bought a new bike recently. C. I love my job.
Number 21.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
A. I'd like to get a job in advertising. B. I attended university from 1984 to 1988. C. After dinner, let's go to the library. Number 22. Is she familiar with graphics programs?
A. Yes, I'm familiar with that book. B. Yes, she's got 10 years work experience in computer graphics. C. Yes, I met her at a computer conference.
Number 23.
How long will you be gone?
A. For 3 days. B. Since 2 weeks ago. C. Before next week.
Number 24. When can you have these estimates completed?
A. They'll finish construction by the end of the month. B. By tomorrow afternoon, I think. C. Our reservation is for 7 o'clock.
Number 25.
Why were last quarter's sales so low?
A. We're not sure, but we're investigating. B. The sales are always very good right after Christmas. C. I'm sorry, I don't have a quarter.
Number 26. Oh no, this paper doesn't fit into the copier.
A. I don't read the paper. B. I think it fits you very nicely. C. No, it's too wide.
Number 27.
Do you want to tell him now or wait until he finds out for himself?
A. I hate waiting for the bus. B. We'd better let him know sooner rather than later. C. Well, I don't think he'll be there. Number 28. Where do you expect to be meeting the president?
A. I guess we'll meet in his office. B. It's hard to tell with this kind of material. C. I'm really worried about this.
Number 29.
Which way up should I insert this cartridge?
A. I think they've stopped making those. B. Turn it so the green stripe is facing up. C. Haven't you finished yet?
Number 30. Are you happy with the survey results?
A. They were a little disappointing. B. I'm very happy with our new house. C. I didn't like the new manager at all.
Number 31.
Will you pass me the stapler, please?
A. I'm afraid it's broken. B. I'm open to any suggestions. C. Let me know if you need any help with that.
Number 32. When do you think you'll finish?
A. Yes, let me just finish this. B. It took me longer than 10 minutes to finish. C. I'll be done in about 5 minutes.
Number 33.
You've been to New York, haven't you?
A. No, I prefer to eat at home. B. Yes, 15 years ago. C. I absolutely love travelling. Number 34. Do you know Ellen?
A. Yes, I've been there before. B. No, I've never met her before. C. Oh, I'm sure I can help you do that.
Number 35.
Who is that talking to the director?
A. He's always gossiping about something. B. It's the new intern. C. Shares are down 3%.
Number 36. What are they going to do about the structural flaws?
A. There's going to be an investigation. B. It's giving me a terrible headache. C. It's going to be a long day.
Number 37.
Why did the Newmans cancel their order?
A. Please don't tell me what to do. B. They found a cheaper supplier. C. I'm not familiar with their products.
Number 38. Where have you put my calculator?
A. Don't blame me every time you lose something. B. I have a pretty good computer. C. I'm going to print out this letter.
Number 39.
Should we do the brochures in black and white or in colour?
A. The colours are bright, aren't they? B. The black and white looks a little old-fashioned. C. I'll check the mail. Number 40. I've lost the agenda for tomorrow's meeting.
A. That's okay. I have a spare one. B. I need to take a break. C. Do you have a moment?